I'm not patriotic, so to speak. Oh, but borders don't mean much to me. And freedom don't mean much when not everyone is free. So tonight I'll lay down and try to sleep. I try to see things in a different light. Yeah, that's the only way I know how to live my life. Well, but a few of us just don't know how to live and let live. And that's what I'd consider a sin. Oh, 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 sticks and stones could break my bones, but words will always linger. You can't hold hands when you are pointing fingers. There's a man who's different by his looks. Yeah, he lives his life by a different book. But they say he's not one of us. That makes him a danger. Why should we have to tolerate this stranger? I think you'd be surprised if you saw just like how we really are. Oh, you can't judge that book by what is on its cover. You'd see the stranger really is our brother. Oh, sticks and stones could break my bones, but words will always linger. You can't hold hands when you are pointing fingers. Yeah, sticks and stones could break my bones, but hate will always linger. You can't hold hands when you are pointing fingers. Muslim, Christian, pagan, atheist, or Jew, all the rest, we're all human too. Yeah, just celebrate all those things that we think make us differ. I guarantee you'd see the bigger picture. Let's all gather up and form a ring the wide, wide world, and we will sing the song of Mother Earth, the song that tells the tale of how the human race and love prevailed. Oh, sticks and stones could break my bones, but words will always linger. You can't hold hands when you are pointing fingers. Yeah, sticks and stones could break my bones, but hate will always linger. You can't hold hands when you are pointing fingers. To stand heart to heart and hand in hand. Marco Spirit, hear us now, confirming this our sacred vow. Peace, love, and blessed be. Yeah, peace, love, and blessed be. Peace, love, and blessed be. Peace, love, and blessed be.
Welcome to the IPMA's interview series, Who Am I? With our great artist. Tonight we have Brand Care Dorian with us. How you doing, Brand? Good to see you today. Tell us a little bit about how you got into music, Brent.
Okay, well, my brother and I, my identical twin brother, we played music together growing up, and he taught me my first proper instrument, the mandolin. And we played together for a while, and we parted musical ways. And it was around then when I first discovered pagan music. And once I discovered that, I realized that's what I wanted my music to be. And, in fact, my music had been pagan music all along.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother and I we developed very similar styles of music, folk, a lot of, mandolin and earthy kind of stuff.
Cool. You said that you kind of realized that you've always been a pagan musician, but what is the best thing about being a pagan musician?
Really, I think the best thing is the community, the community of pagan artists and the fans. It's a very welcoming, open community, and everyone's just so approachable and welcoming, and it's just a really great community to be a part of, and that's really, the reason to, be a pagan musician is, if you had to choose one reason, it should be the community and the fans and the other artists, and it's just a great community.
It really is a great community. I've always been impressed with the way the community supports its musicians and the way the musicians support the community, and that the heartfelt music that comes from it, and that the different for me, the different styles of music, but also the different tracks, the different paths of paganism kind of comes out in the music. It's one of the things that I really love about your music, is that your music, for me, allows for us to really get almost a glimpse at that Celtic, Druidic thing that is going on there for you. If a person was only going to listen to one of your songs, which one would it be?
Oh, I would say the one song would have to be We Can't Hold Hands When We're Pointing Fingers. Because it embodies, the overall message I want to share with my music, the message of peace and getting along in the world, regardless of where you're coming from, we can all hold hands as long as we're not pointing fingers.
Fantastic. And that is actually one of my favorite songs of yours as well. You're welcome. What message do you want to share with those who hear and watch this interview? This is your moment, Bran. What should the world know?
I think the most important thing, if anyone hears anything, just one thing, this should be it. And that is, peace is possible for the world and for ourselves. And music can help us get there.
Fantastic. That is super. So, I'm wondering, how can the IPMA help you?
Oh, wow. Just keep sharing music, all the wonderful IPMA members, all their music, all my music, share it with everyone.
So, Brian, do you have any new projects that you're working on for 2017 that you'd like to share with everybody?
Yeah, I am currently working on a new album that is going to be, I'm aiming for a late spring release And the album is called The King of Dreams, and it's this really fun exploration of dreams and just dream-like things through song, obviously. And along with it, there's going to be some awesome things, a coloring book, you know, some new stickers and merchandise.
Wow.
And whatnot. And yeah, and we're planning on launching a crowdfunding campaign soonish to help fund the production of that album.
Super. That sounds really, really exciting. Could you give us a little hint maybe on maybe some of the, do you have any song titles yet, or how's the music writing for that new project coming?
There's some really exciting songs on it. Like obviously the title track King of Dreams kind of embodies the whole idea of, you know, a ruler of dreams, a deliverer of dreams, like the Sandman. And the whole album itself kind of tells a very loose story. And you see, you know, the King of Dreams has a kind of a feminine counterpart, Selene, the moon goddess, and her role in dreams. And also the album takes you through fairy worlds and time travel. And, you know, there's a song, Time Traveler's Paradox, and Dancing with the Fae. It's all about getting whisked away to the fairy world, which to me is very dreamlike. So, yeah, it's going to be quite an adventure.
It sounds it. I'm really excited for it to come out. And I really look forward to it. The coloring book, even for adults. You know, sometimes our listeners think that coloring books are just for kids, but they're not. So I'm really excited about that project, and I look forward to seeing how that develops for you. So I just want to thank you, Bran, for taking time out of your amazingly busy schedule to spend a few minutes with me tonight. And I'm sure that your listeners will also enjoy this interview, and I wish you the best as you are up for Pagan Artist of the Male Artist of the Year for the Pagan Music Awards, which will be awarded in June, and I look forward to personally spending time with you in June also, so because I know that we'll be together at least for some point during the summer. So thank you once again, Bran, and stay warm up there in Mission, Kansas, and we'll be talking with you.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.